A new poll shows growing support for the impeachment inquiry underway in Washington. But support for the actual impeachment of President Trump is not quite as strong. Mary Snow is a polling analyst for Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, which conducted the nationwide poll.
Approval among American voters for the House impeachment inquiry reaches 55%. That's the highest level we've seen it. What we're also seeing is that the gap between those who approve and disapprove is widening. It doubled since last week. So while the numbers didn't move all that much in terms of approval for the House impeachment inquiry, we are seeing that wider gap. And if you look at independents, you'll see why. Last week, there was only a 5-point difference among independents between those who approve and disapprove. This week, that gap is 21 points.
But there is also a somewhat different outlook when it actually comes to the impeachment of President Trump, not just the inquiry. The numbers show a little bit less support for an actual removal from office.
The numbers for the question of should President Trump be impeached and removed are not as high as the House impeachment inquiry numbers. As it stands, 48% of American voters say the president should be impeached and removed. That's the highest level we've seen. 46% say he shouldn't be impeached and removed. Just a week ago, that number was flipped.
Now, back to the independents. That is a very important factor. But as expected, Republicans very much against this, Democrats very much for it. So the independents are really driving this poll.
The independents are really the group to watch and see where these differences come. Because, as you mentioned, you know, the respective parties are pretty solidified in their own camps. Republicans are strongly opposed to impeachment. Democrats are in favor. So it's really the independents that are the key group to watch.
And when it comes to his dealings with Ukraine, the focus of this impeachment inquiry, what did the poll show?
We saw that 59% of voters say that the president was pursuing his own personal interest in his dealings with Ukraine. 33% said that he was pursuing the national interest. And getting to your point about the partisan divide, 94% of Democrats say it was the president's personal interests he was pursuing, 64% of independents saying he was pursuing his personal interest, 72% of Republicans say that the president was pursuing the national interest, 17% of Republicans say that he was pursuing his personal interest, and another 11% say they don't know. So while we've seen these rock-solid numbers among Republicans on certain questions, the numbers weren't as solidified on this particular question, with 17% saying of Republicans saying they believe that the president was pursuing his own personal interests in his dealings with Ukraine.
And when it comes to an overall approval rating for the president, he's hit some very low numbers, but it's divided between men and women.
The president's job approval rating, we saw, has fallen below 40% for the first time since the House impeachment inquiry began. And during his presidency, the president's job approval rating has been in a pretty tight range. The president's job approval right now stands at 38% approval and 57% disapproval. So we saw the approval rate ticking a little bit lower, the disapproval rate ticking a bit higher. And again, getting back to those independents, the gap we saw last week was minus 14 points on this question. This week it's minus 35. So we are seeing that net job approval rating, one of the worst since July of 2018. And among some of the gaps are men and women. 45% of men approve of the job the president is doing, 30% of women approve, 66% of women disapprove.
And when it comes to foreign policy, what is the finding on the decision to remove U.S. forces from northern Syria?
60% of American voters say that they disagree with the president's decision to remove U.S. military support from the Kurds in northern Syria. And In that number, we are seeing that 3 in 10 Republicans disagree with the president's decision.
Mary Snow is a polling analyst for Quinnipiac University in Connecticut.